On a late fall day on tribal lands in rural North Dakota, an Ojibwe man, Landro Iron, accidentally shoots and kills the 5-year-old son of his best friend. Faced with an unbearable burden of anguish and guilt, Landro looks to his Indian forebears' traditions for wisdom. The result? Landro and his wife, Emmeline, make an unimaginable decision. They will give their 5-year-old son, LaRose, to the parents of the dead child to raise as their son. The accident and resulting decision in Louise Erdrich's beautiful new novel, LaRose, set into motion a ripple effect that echoes back hundreds of years. The canvas upon which she paints this story is much larger than just one generation of two families brought together by tragedy. The canvas stretches back all the way to 1839, where we meet the first LaRose. With a touch so light as to be almost casual, Erdrich deftly includes details of Native American history that force the reader to acknowledge damage that's reverberated through generations, where the past is always part of the present. As with all of Erdrich's books, community looms large. We get to know not only the complexities of the two families, but also an addled, sad-sack drug dealer named Romeo, who was a childhood friend of Landro, the wily members of an assisted living facility run by the tribe, and the know-it-all teenage daughters of the Landros provide unexpected comic relief. A priest caught between the desires of earth and heaven adds humility. Erdrich has always been fascinated by the relationship between revenge and justice, often exploring the allure of revenge, but in LaRose she comes down firmly on the side of forgiveness. Only that rare writer of Erdrich's ability can make the devil an angel and the heartbreaking luminous. Can a person do the worst possible thing and still be loved? Erdrich's answer is a resounding yes. If you're looking for a book that will stay with you long after you've read the last page, be sure to check out LaRose by Louise Erdrich from the Park City Library. This is Bobby Pyron wishing you luminous reading.